insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا
And the day when the wrongdoer will bite at his hands, he will say, Oh, would that I had taken a path with the messenger.
يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا
Ah, woe to me, would that I had never taken so-and-so as a friend.
As you have been previously with us, dear listeners, we were discussing the 27th and also the 28th verse of chapter Furqan. The 27th verse starts saying, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا And on the day when the unjust one shall bite his hand, saying, Oh, would that I had taken away alone with the messenger. يَا وَيْلَتَ لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا Oh, woe is me! Would that I had not taken such a one for a friend. In the previous episode, we sufficiently discussed the occasion of revelation regarding these verses. We also said that the day of resurrection has got some strange scenes in it. Some of them are mentioned in the previous holy verses, and in these verses another part is discussed. The regret of oppressors about what they had sent in advance of their deeds. So that day must be called the day of anguish, as in the Holy Quran the day of resurrection is called by this name. Because wrongdoers see a perpetual life with the worst conditions before them, while they could change it to a happy and honorable life with some days of patience, struggling with different actions like holy war and donations, listening to the orders of the Almighty Allah and infallibles, etc. So even for the doers of good deeds, it is the day of regret. It's not just for the wrongdoers. Even the doers of good deeds will regret what they did not do because they could have brought with them more good deeds. Then in the next verse, this oppressor who is really regretful because the verse says, يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ He is biting his hands. In this verse, it is said, Oh, woe is me! Would that I had not taken such a one for a friend. يَا وَيْلَتَ لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا It is clear that the purpose of such a one is the same person whether an apparent kinsman or Satan, or a deviated friend such as Ubay, who deviated Uqba, mentioned in the occasion of revelation in the previous episode.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In
this
series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
In fact, this verse and the previous verse together set two positions of negation and verification against each other. In a verse it says, يَا وَيْلَتَ لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. I should have not taken such a one for a friend, for all my misery is for leaving the Prophet ﷺ and choosing this deviated person as a friend. And again, in the next verse, it is continued saying, لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. He indeed led me astray from the message after it had come to me. So this wrongdoer is really regretful of what he has done in the world because of prioritizing this apparent friend over the Prophet ﷺ. They were two different polytheists, Uqba and Ubay. But Uqba had befriended Prophet of Islam. And because of having this prophet as one of his guests, he accepted to testify that Allah is alone and Muhammad is the apostle of Allah. But you may remember that we said that Ubay said, I will not be happy with you unless you stand before the prophet and insult him. And after doing this action, Uqba apostatized. So after being misled by his apparent friend, they were both killed in the different battles. Battles of Badr and Battle of Uhud. So this is truly showing the role of the friends in our destinies. There are different factors involved in our decisions, our wills and intentions. But one of the most important ones are the friends and our companions. So that's why we have been recommended and somehow ordered throughout the different traditions and narrations to choose wisely from among our friends. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care. Goodbye.